Good morning, church family. As I mentioned before, what we're doing as a church is we're walking through the book of Acts together. So if you would like to follow in your own Bibles, some people do, or if you would like to, on your phone, follow along the scripture, you can turn to Acts chapter 5.
就像我刚刚讲的，那个我们这几周我们一直在研读《使徒行传》，如果你们有圣经的话，或者是你有手机可以打开来，我们等一下念的时候，就你们可以看。Well,
today is a special day, not only because it's the day of the Lord that He's given to us, but also today, as you know, it's Super Bowl Sunday, right?
今天是一个主日，是星期天，但是不只是这样子。你们大家都知道，今天是美国橄榄足球的超级杯的大赛。Here
in Detroit, I imagine only a handful of people will be watching the Super Bowl.
今天在底特律区呢，我想只有很少数人会看这个球赛。Since
the Lions are not in the Super Bowl again, and you know, I read somewhere that the Lions is like one of four teams that have never been to the Super Bowl.
这个底特律的狮子队，橄榄球队狮子队，是今年打得不太好。他说我看过报道，这底特律狮子队是唯有的联盟里面只有四队里面从来没有打到超级杯里面去的。But
people in this area, many times the reason why people watch the Super Bowl is that sometimes it's social gatherings.
这个我们这个地区，如果有人看那个超级杯的话，可能是为了大家联络感情。Sometimes
it's commercials. I don't know if that makes any sense, but people like to watch the commercials. Most of the times, people don't want to watch the commercials, but for whatever reason, for the Super Bowl, people like to watch the commercials.
这也许有些人就喜欢看看这个在超级杯里面这个插播的广告。大部分人不喜欢看广告，但是呢，就是不管什么，有些理由就是有些人就喜欢特别看这个超级杯里面的广告。And
for a handful of people, they like to watch the halftime show. That's they don't watch any of the game. They just watch the halftime show.
那有些人呢，他呢对看球赛没有兴趣，但他就喜欢看这个中场这个特别的中场表演。
But at the end of the day, either the Patriots or the Eagles, one of those teams is going to be the Super Bowl champions.
在今天结束之后，总有一队，不管是纽英格兰的球队，或者是费城的老鹰队，总有一队会赢得冠军。
Most of the players will tell you it's been a long journey. They train all throughout the summer.
这些球员呢，经过都是非常这个路非常长。
And then they compete throughout the regular season.
他们整个夏季呢就要经过训练，然后在正规球季里面竞赛。
They've won every single game in the playoffs.
在季后赛，他们每场球赛都必须要赢。
Finally, to get to the Super Bowl and then win the championship.
最后打到超级杯，然后赢得冠军。
And at the end of the game, you know, the winning team gets to hold up the Heisman Trophy.
在结束的时候，那个赢的球队呢，就会把这冠军杯高高举起来。
You know, and one of the benefits that every player on the team and part of the organization gets is they get a very large Super Bowl ring a few months later.
这个每一个球员在这个营队里面的球员呢，几个月之后呢，他们就拿到一个很大很大的一个冠军戒指。
This way, any given player can look down at their finger and be reminded for the rest of their lives that they were part of the Super Bowl championship.
所以这个球员拿到这个的话，他整这一辈子呢，他永远是可以看到这个，看看戒指，就说，哦，他记得说他赢得了这个冠军杯。
You know, but I've always had this kind of strange or funny thought.
有时候我也有奇怪的想法。
I've always wondered what a championship ring means to a player who never played a single play throughout the entire season.
这个冠军的戒指呢，对有些球员呢，他整个球季呢都没有打过上过场一次的。There
are some football players on the team who are backups.
有些球员在这球队里面，有些球员是候补的，就是板凳球员。And
there are some players who are backups to the backups.
有些球员是候补，要候补那些候补球员的候补。In
other words, for the entire football season, they did not play one single play through the entire season.
所以那些球员呢，有些呢，很多就是连整个球季连上场一次的机会都没有。
They are ready to play if someone is injured.
他们就是准备啊，有人受伤了，他要上去顶替。
But they did not participate in a single play.
但是整个球季来，他都没有一次上场机会。
Not during the season and not during the championship.
不管是正规球季或者是后面的冠军赛都没有。
And so I wonder.You know, if they have the ring, maybe they keep the ring, and maybe later their family or their friends ask about their ring.
所以这些球员呢，他们啊有这个戒指，但是多年之后呢，他的家里的人或者是朋友问他说这个是什么东西。
Maybe their children or their grandchildren or their friends will notice that they're wearing a championship ring.
他的儿孙或者是他朋友开始注意到说，哎，你有这个戒指。
And they'll say, "Wow."You were in a Super Bowl? Was that true? Were you in a Super Bowl?
他们说，哇，你打过超级杯啊，你真的在里面打了吗？
And they'll say, well, I watched the Super Bowl. I was at the game in the Super Bowl.
他们会说，哦，是啊，我打了，我参加了这个超级杯，我在旁边看了这个超级杯球赛。
But I was on the sideline the whole time.
但是我是整场都在场边看球。
And I mean, I imagine many of those players don't even wear the ring because they just kind of know that, like, I mean, I didn't really give to the team at all. I wasn't really part of what was happening.
所以那些人呢，可能他就不戴戒指了，因为他真正他没有打这个球，他只在看球而已。
And church, this morning, I want to tell you that we're invited to be something, to be a part of something that's even greater.Than the Super Bowl.
所以教会的弟兄姐妹，我今天就要告诉你们我们被邀请去打一个很大的一个球赛，很大的比赛，比那个超级杯还要更大。
I know that millions of people watch the Super Bowl, but church, we as Christians are part of something just greater, larger.
我知道今天呢有几百万人，超过几百万人在看这个超级杯。但是我们的教会呢是要去被邀请去打一个更大的球赛。
There has been for thousands of years a divine, like epic story that's been transpiring for thousands of years right now.
我过去几千年呢有一个故事继续发展，这个故事已经几千年还在继续发展中。
And it is happening in real time right now, like we're a part of it right now today.
今天还在继续发展，还在讲这故事。我们在这里面是一份子。
It's God's story to redeem the entire world.
这是神的计划，要把全世界都解救出来。
And based on no matter what we see happening around us, based on God's word, no matter how many trials is happening, no matter what the circumstances are, this story is going to continue forward.
我们看就是不管是这个看这个圣经里面讲的，不管是有多少的试炼，多少的压迫，这个神的这个故事呢，要继续往前发展。
No matter how much persecution the church experiences or doesn't experience, this story, this divine plan that is moving forward.
不管是这个教会里面经过多少的压迫。怎么样子？这个神的大，这个、神圣的使命是要往前继续发展的。
God will make sure that that nothing will stop the plan that He has devised to bring people back to Himself.
这个神这个计划要把世界的人带到他面前来，这是不会停止的。
The good news that we hear, that we just celebrated, that we remembered, is going to prevail.
我们刚刚看到了，我们是这个神的福音，我们是其中一部分，这个是要战胜的。
Here's the question that I have for you and for your family and for the church is will we participate? Will we participate in this larger story that we see that's happening right now?
我要问你们个人或者你的家庭或者是教会，我们的教会，你们是不是要愿意参加这个这么大的一个伟大的事件？
I don't want any of us to be like the backups in the Super Bowl. It was like, you know, I watched. I have a ring. I made it to the end, but I just kind of watched on the sideline. I wasn't really a part of this story.
我希望将来呢，我不希望你们呢会想到你们是像一个在超级杯里面 看球的一个球员，你有这个戒指，但是你说是啊，我那时候在场，但是我只是观察而已。
How sad it would be, particularly when we're at the end. You know, like when the rings are being handed out, when the crowns are being handed out. You know, when Jesus is coming to like we're meeting with him, and we don't have much to like. We're like we're here, but you know, there's no. We can't say that we'd want to say that we just didn't participate. We just watched.
这个当在将来那一天的时候如果是你看到你只能讲说哦。这个我只是在那场面观看，我看了，但是我没有参赛。就像那个我有个戒超级杯戒指，但你只能说我在场，但是我没打球。这是耶稣来的时候，这是一个多么悲哀的事情。
Yeah, particularly when Jesus has invited us, and in fact commanded us to be a part of this story.
特别是这个事情呢，耶稣我们已经被耶稣邀请。也被耶稣命令要去参与这个大使命。
And this is what we see in the book of Acts that we're going through now.
这是我们今天看使徒行传里面这故事里面今天要看的。
The forwarding of the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
神的耶稣基督的福音传开。
In our last few messages, you remember from last week and maybe prior weeks, we've seen heavy trials and some hindrances of the gospel. Okay, there's been some.Problems that the church has had or faced of the gospel moving forward.
过去几个礼拜呢，我们看到这个使徒行传讲述这个教会呢受到压迫，福音受到阻拦，教会受到压迫，福音要往外传，有很多阻拦。
But each time, what we see is we see God intervening. He makes an intervention so that again the church is able to.To continue to move forward, the gospel message is able to continue to move forward.
但是每一次我们都看到这个神的手呢进来介入干预，使得福音可以往前传。
In chapter 4, if you remember, the authorities of Jerusalem said, it is against the law. We are outlawing it for you to speak about Jesus.
我们看到在第四章里面那个耶路撒冷的宗教领袖 他们禁止使徒去传福音。
And God intervened. He shook the very place where the church gathered together and they prayed, and he shook that very place where they were praying.
但是呢神呢就在信徒们祷告的时候呢他使地大震动。
And church, God gave the church a supernatural boldness.
这个神给这个教会呢信徒们一个超乎寻常的一个胆量大胆。
And if you were here last week, you can kind of recall that the purity of the church, which could be a hindrance, there was a threat of the purity from the inside out of the church.
上礼拜这边的信息就讲到这个那时候呢教会里面这个教会的纯洁。圣洁在里面受到阻碍，受到影响。
And once again, God intervened. God gave the Apostle Peter kind of an insight to what was happening.
这神的手呢，就干预了，他让使徒彼得能够有个洞见，说看到这个事情在教会里面发生了。
And it resulted in a judgment. If you guys can remember last week, the judgment was swift and it was heavy.
这个事情结果就是有一个审判，这个审判来得非常快，而且非常重。
Well, again, as we look in chapter 5, troubles come again for the church.
看到我们今天在第五章里面看到这个麻烦或者事情又来了，来到这教会。
And again, what's cool to see is that God's like, no, I've got this. God intervenes again for the church.
神就伸手来了，他说不会的，我是完全掌握这个情况。
Okay, let's see how God moves and works the lives of the church. Look with me in Acts chapter 5.
我们看看神的在教会以及福音上面有什么作为。看看使徒行传第五章，请大家自己读那个中文版。
Says this, the apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. And all the believers were meeting regularly at the temple in the area known as the Solomon's Colonnade. But no one else dared to join them.Even though all the people had a high regard for them, yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord. Crowds of both men and women, As a result of the apostles' work, sick people were brought out into the streets on the beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them as he went by. Crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Okay? So we've got to understand, as we read this passage, I'm just going to spend a little bit of time of giving you a backdrop, kind of recall from last week, okay?
我们刚刚这边的经文写的，我要去给你回到过去上礼拜或过去几个礼拜谈到的《使徒行传》里面发生的事情。
A couple named Annas and Sapphira were struck down by the Lord because they had lied to the Holy Spirit.
前面讲到这个有一对夫妻呢，他们在聚会的时候被击杀了，因为他们欺骗了神。
And this was heavy. That the whole church gasped. It was like they saw Ananias fall down. They saw Sapphira fall down, like just dead. And the whole church was like just kind of gasped.
这个事情非常震惊，因为整个教会看到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉在众人之前被击倒了，击杀了。
The scriptures say that a fear gripped the church, and a fear kind of gripped the community around them because they were like, what is this?
就是圣经里面讲到，这个有一个很大的恐惧呢，就叫这个教会，还有这周围的人都非常害怕。
You know, again, I know it's kind of hard to imagine. I guess it would be, you know, we have lunch every week, right? We have lunch and we set up lunch. And I imagine it would be similar to someone who, you know, just was taking some of the money from the bucket. And then one Sunday, someone just falls over dead. And we're like, what happened? Like, it is that kind of serious thing that happened in the church. People were like, the person just took $5. Person lied. But a fear gripped the church because it was like the person died
because of their sin.
And if we saw that, if we saw someone fall over on the concrete dead, we would immediately probably look at ourselves and like, wait, God, like, is there anything that I'm doing? Is there anything that we're doing that we should not be? Because God is serious about sin.
那时候我们看到这个人死掉的时候，我们明白他为什么死掉的时候，我们就会很害怕，我们又会神说，我到底有没有做错什么事情？如果我们知道做错什么事情的话，我们不再做了，不再犯错了。So
you can see why. When we looked at this passage, you can see why in verse 13, look down with me, it says, but no one else dared to join them, even though the people had a high regard for them.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们看到这边讲说，圣经里面讲13节里面讲说，其余的人不敢跟他们靠近，因为他们，甚至他们非常尊敬他们，他们很害怕。
Right, so there were people that were, the scripture says the church was regularly going to the temple and worshiping, but it's like there was such a reverence, such a fear, that people were like, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to be part of this movement because of what we just saw.
Yeah, so these people, they固定去圣殿，但他们害怕，他们想说，我真的想说参与这个大的使命、大的工作吗？
But nonetheless, people continued to join. People continued to grow. And be added to the church.
但是呢，即使是这样子，这个人们呢，继续来，越来越多人继续来这个教会，也这个教会继续增长。
God's people continue to display the power of the Lord.
这个神的信徒们呢，开始继续彰显神的。
I'm telling you, when a church displays like power of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, people are still drawn. So that's why I see this. This is kind of a strange. You see some people not daring to, like, we're scared. We're scared. And other people are like, wow, but you can't deny the Spirit of the Lord is present in them. We want to be a part of that. What is that?
这个信徒们，要是他们能够把神的那个大能彰显出来的时候，就会有人就说会怕，有人，但是有人看到这个神的大能，他会想要进来，所以。 这就是神的大能。
People were being healed by God. People who had troubled spirits, the apostles would cast out these people who had troubled spirits. They cast out the spirits.
这有病的人到这边到使徒面前，他们得到医治。那些灵里面受到压迫或者是被鬼附的，他们使徒就让他们释放。
And so, what is so significant about what had just happened with Ananias and Sapphira, this episode that had happened that scared the church, that or at least gave a healthy fear, is that the gospel, even right after that, even right after a couple had passed because of sin, the gospel continues to still like move forward.
所以这个时候即使这个教会里面他们看到这个亚拿尼亚与撒菲拉他们被击倒了，他们非常害怕，但是神这个害怕是健康的害怕，神继续让这个教会发展。
Go to the next slide. One more. One more. Yep. So here what we can see from what we read in the scriptures. The work that he began in you, the churchas well as the gospel, will continue until it's completed.
所以这就是告诉我们，这个神的工作开始动工了，他在你身上或者在教会里面开始动工，而且在福音上面动工，他就一定会持续到完成为止。
Even when we see something as jarring as Ananias and Sapphira losing their lives, we see that the gospel continues to progress, the church continues to grow and mature in the Lord.
所以看到我们这个是看到这个使徒这个教会，即使是亚拿尼亚与撒菲拉被击倒了，这个事情非常严重，但是呢，神的手带领这个教会，带领着福音继续往前。
And I can tell you, church, that no matter what's happening in your lives, whatever circumstances you're experiencing, no matter what the church experiences, whatever we go through, God's going to make sure that you will continue to mature. God's going to make sure that the church is going to continue to grow.The church, Big C Church, is going to continue to progress and move forward.
所以呢，不管是你是你或者是有什么问题，今天或者是教会有什么问题，这神的手他会继续的让你成长，让这个教会成长茁壮。
I took a look this past week at what was happening in First Baptist Church.
我这个过去这礼拜，我看看这个有个教会叫做第一信心会，这个是教会发生的事情。
You remember in November, First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
这个事情发生在就是一个德州的一个信心会的教会。
They were meeting just like us. They were meeting like we were Sunday morning.
在十一月呢，他们就一个早上呢，他们就像我们一样，这边在礼拜天有个聚会。
And a gunman came into the church and killed 26 people.
一个枪手就闯进这个教会，崇拜的时候开枪杀了26个人。
And I think in my head, how could a church ever continue on? How could you ever meet again? How could you ever come to that place and worship again?
我就在想啊，这个事情发生在这教会，那这教会会怎么样往前走？怎么样这个人还会来这个教会聚会吗
？How could a church that has lost 26 of its family members continue to worship？
这一个教会啊，会众损失二十个人被杀死了，他们怎么样能够继续在这边崇拜呢
？So they had this chapel, right? This chapel where the people were meeting, and some thought, you know, I mean, the following week it happened on Sunday. Some people thought, well.You know, the church is not going to be open. It's not going to continue for a while. I mean, this lost 26 members. That's 26 people that they have to memorialize as funerals.
所以这个教会它有个教堂那个聚会堂，它里面想说，我想说下礼拜应该就关起来了。这个教会已经被26个人被杀死，这个应该是关着的。
In atrocities like this, sometimes when something happens like this, they tear down the building. You know, it's just like there's so many horrendous memories or visions of what's there that they tear down the building.
所以一般有时候大部分的情况是这样子，这个当这种事情发生的时候，他们就会把这个礼拜堂整个拆掉，因为这个礼拜堂就是让人家有记忆说这个地方杀死了很多人，很糟糕，很悲惨的事情。
So some would have said, let's just tear down, let's tear down and start over. Or some would have said, let's maybe build around it, let's have some new construction, something new.
有人就会想说我们干脆把它拆掉，因为有些人讲说我们就开始把建一个旁边建的比较大的那个聚会地方，把这个小礼拜堂盖着遮着。
But one week later, the Sunday after the church, after the attack, the church did something unusual. They opened up that chapel.
但是这个下面那个礼拜天呢，这个教会呢做了一个非常不平常的事情，他把这个教会继续开放。
They opened it up to the public.
他对大所有的外大众开放。
If we could go to one more slide, okay? Yeah, and this is what it looks like today when people go in and visit. There's a you can kind of see every chair there has a person's name on it, one of the people who passed away. There's a rose on each chair. The chapel was originally white. It's still white, you know. But there's 26 chairs in there, and so people will come in, and they'll come in, and they'll pray, they'll mourn, and people from all over the place come in to this chapel just to be a part and just see this place.
这个照片就是今天这个小礼拜堂的这个情况，它里面就是每一个椅子呢上面是空着。一个椅子上面有一个玫瑰，一朵玫瑰花。这教会今天还是白色的。那人呢，就从世界各地来这边来祷告，来哀悼他们。
The associate pastor of the church said, in most situations like this, the building would be closed down for months. You know, most of the time we're like, we're just closing the church down for months. We're not going to reopen for a while.
这个教会的牧师就说了在一般这种情况之下，大部分的教会呢都会说，我们这个教会要暂停聚会，关最少关几个月。
But he said America was attacked. America, we were attacked, but we want America to grieve with us.
他说我们是被攻击了，美国被攻击了，但是我们要这个全美国跟我们一起来哀悼。
He said, because we've experienced an outpouring of love, and we just want people to be able to grieve alongside us.
我们就是想经历到这个很大很多很多的爱给我们分到我们身上，我们希望要别人跟我们分享这个哀悼。
We don't want to appear defeated. He said, we are back.Worshiping, we're back in the business, and it's God's business. We're back doing the work of the Lord.
我们不希望呢显现出来是我们被击垮的人。我们要的是要我们回到开始跟正常一样。我们正常的工作就是神的工作。
I looked at their Facebook page because I just wanted to know, like, what's on there? What are they showing? What are they expressing?
我看看他们的去看他们的脸书的这个网页，看看他们现在在上面网页上面有什么东西。
One of the sisters of the church said on the page, she said, the memorial at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs attracts about 300 visitors a week.
这个网页上有个姐妹写的说这个我们这个教会这个这个教基地纪念馆里面，现在一个月大概有一个礼拜大概有300个人来看参观。
People from Canada, Puerto Rico, Germany, and many U.S. states have come to pay their respects.
从加拿大、波多黎各、从德国还有美国各州里面都有人来这边来哀悼。
She says there have been a couple of naysayers, but the rest are grateful it is open.
有一些一两个人觉得说这样做不太好，但是大部分人都非常觉得说这是做得非常好的，很非常感谢。
People cry, pray.Remember good times they had with the victims, laugh and ask about the survivors.
这个人来这边，他们会哀哭，他们会祷告，他们会回忆跟这些死者以前有好过的时光，他们也想到他们一些家庭的人员在这边。
They remember their loved ones or pay respect to strangers. This is a place of healing.
他们会想到说他们过去有亲爱的人在这里，他们也会跟陌生人去打招呼，这是他们要来的地方。
And she says, I have been blessed. I have been blessed to be a part of it.
他说 我能够在这里面有一份是非常受蒙福的。
So are the people of First Baptist grieving? Of course. Of course they are. Is there healing that is still needed? Of course. Of course there is.
这个教会里面的人他们需要他们还是挨过哀伤吗？是的，他们还是哀伤。他们需要被医治疗伤吗？是的，他们需要被疗伤。
But the associate pastor, he said, you know what, Satan had his day just one day. He had his desires, the evil one had his desires filled one day.
这个副牧师啊，这教会副牧师讲说，这个魔鬼呢，在这里只有一天，只有那一天，魔鬼在。
But now our church is going to continue. He cannot stop us. The church is going to continue to be light, and it's going to continue to be salt.
但是呢，这个教会呢是会继续成为这个地方的一个光和盐。
So some of you this morning, you come here, and just like the church in Acts.Who had experienced something heavy, just like the church in Sutherland Springs, who had experienced a heavy, heavy amount of darkness.
今天啊，你们来到这里，你们呢，可能就像这个使徒行传这个教会，还有这个德州这个教会一样，你们感觉非常沉重。
Some of you also come with this heaviness, this burden as you come. Maybe not to the degree that this church has, but you come with a heavy heart.
今天你的心非常沉重，可能是来到这里非常沉重。
Some of you come here this morning and you feel a little bit distant from God. I mean, you're just not close with the Lord.
也许你们来到这里，你们觉得跟神离得非常远。
And then there may be a few of you who are here who are like, you know, I'm actually not a follower, but I'm wondering if I want to follow.
也许你们来到这边来，你们还不是一个信徒，你们就考虑说，我是不是想要成为一个信徒
？But I can tell you, from what we look at, from what we see, that God will continue His work in the church.
但是我要告诉你，这个神呢，他的工作，他会在这边的工作继续在这个教会里面进行。
He cares for His people, and no matter high or low, whatever happens.You can find trust and you can try find solace in the fact that God will not let you go.
这个神呢，他是非常爱顾他的儿女的。不管你是处于高或处于低，或者你心里面是非常哀伤，他神都是可以信可信的。
He will not pick up the church and then leave it halfway. Like I'm going to take you, I'm going to hold on to you, I'm going to carry you as a people, I'm going to love you, and then go halfway through your life. Halfway through, he's going to go. Well, I'm just going to drop you. He'll never do that.
神呢不会做一件事情，他把这个教会带起来，放在手上面，做了一半之后，他把它丢下来了。不会的，神不会把半途而废。
The work that he started in the church, the work that he started in you, he will bring it to its wholeness, to the place where he desires it for it to be.
神开始的工作，神把你们带到这边的工作，他在工作你们的身上的工作，他不会停下来，一直到完成之前，他不会停下来。
And we can see this as we continue in our story in Acts.
我们继续看到这种发展就在使徒行传里面。
Watch how the leaders of the time respond to God displaying the power of Jesus.
我们看看这个耶路撒冷当局宗教当局领袖他们怎么样对这个神的大能有什么反应。
Verse 17 says, the high priest and his officials who were Sadducees were filled with jealousy. This is after Peter and the apostles have been healing people, they've been freeing people from evil spirits.
所以呢，这大祭司里面，他们要一心呢，就是非常满心嫉妒怨恨。他们就是彼得，他们已经开始了他们神的大能，他们有满心嫉妒。
Okay, they were filled with jealousy. Verse 18, they arrested the apostles and they put them in the public jail, but.An angel of the Lord came at night, opened the gates of the jail, and brought them out. He told them, Go to the temple and give the people the message of life. So at daybreak, the apostles entered the temple as they were told, and they immediately began to preach. When the high priest and his officials arrived, they convened the high council, the full assembly of the elders of Israel. Then they sent for the apostles to be brought from the jail for trial. Go get them. But when the temple guards went to the jail, the men were gone. So they returned to the council and reported. The jail was securely locked, with the guards standing outside, but when he opened the gates, no one was there. When the captain of the temple guard and the leading priests heard this, they were perplexed. They were perplexed at the power of God, wondering where it would all end. Then someone arrived with the startling news. The men that you put in jail are standing in the temple, teaching the people. The captain went to the temple guards and arrested the apostles, but without violence, for they were afraid the people would stone them. Then they brought the apostles before the high council, where the high priest confronted them. We gave you strict orders never again to teach about this man's name, he said. Instead, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching about him, and you make us responsible for his death. But Peter and the apostles replied, you know what? We must obey God rather than human authority. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by hanging him on the cross. Then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as the Prince and Savior. He did this so that the people of Israel would repent of their sins and be forgiven. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey him. When they heard this, the high council was furious, and they decided to kill them. But one member of the Pharisees, named Gamaliel, he was an expert in the religious law and respected by all the people. He stood up and ordered that the men be sent outside the council chamber for a while. Then he said to his colleagues, men of Israel, take care of what you are planning to do with these men. Some time ago, there was a fellow named Theudas who pretended to be someone great. About 400 people joined him, and then he was killed. And all of his followers just went various ways. The whole movement, it came to nothing. After him, at the time of the census, there was Judas of Galilee. And almost think of Gamaliel. Do you remember these guys? He got people to follow him, and he was killed too. And his followers were scattered. So my advice to you is to leave these men alone. Let them go. If they are planning and doing these things merely on their own, it's no problem. They'll be overthrown. But if it's from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You will not be able to overthrow them. You may find yourselves even fighting against God. The others accepted his advice. They called the apostles and had them flogged. Then they ordered them again, once again, don't ever speak about the name of Jesus. And they let them go. Okay, so this narrative is similar to Acts 4. We've seen this before in some ways.
前面讲的这段故事呢, 就跟使徒行传第三的故事类似。
It's the same pattern we see. The church is displaying the power of God. Like, you'd be like, OCC is just displaying the power of God. Like, people are coming to know the Lord, healing. The Holy Spirit is being displayed.
这个教会呢, 这时候呢, 就展现出很大的能力, 就, 他们, 就像 OCC 也许可以展现很大能力。 他们人来了被医治。
And the gospel is being shared. Like, the message of Jesus Christ is being shared.
福音呢就被就是分享福音，是耶稣基督的信息，福音就被传开了。
Same thing happens in Acts 4, where after the message is being shared, the authorities become very jealous.
这个跟第四章里面讲的一样，这个福音被传讲开来的时候，这些宗教领袖就非常嫉妒。And
then again, they throw him in jail.
他们一样的把他们抓进来，丢到监牢里面去。
Just like last time, the religious powers in Jerusalem were desiring to become, they were being a hindrance to the gospel. Like, we are, no, you may not share the gospel.
在前面呢，第四章就讲到一样的，他们变成一个福音的阻拦。他说你们不能传讲福音。
So what had happened in Acts 4 is that the church came together and they prayed, and then God filled them with supernatural boldness.
在地上里面，这些信徒呢，使徒就一起祷告，神呢就给他们充满了圣灵。
But this time, it's different. God intervenes in a different way.
上次就给他们充满胆量，这一次呢就神就不一样的了。
And church, that's the wonderful thing about God is that He is really creative.
神的很特别的，就是说他的做法是常常出我们意料的。
I think as a church, a lot of times we go, let's do the same thing, let's pray for boldness again, let's do it again, maybe He'll give us boldness again.
所以也许那个教会应该是说我们让我们继续祷告，祷告说神给我们大的胆量。
But God goes, no, there are so many ways I can intervene. It is not the same each time. I'm a living God. I'm so creative. There's so many ways I can intervene. Let me show you the different ways I can intervene.
神呢说不是，我不是这样子的，这次不是这样子。我是一个出你一就是说想的比你更高的一个神。我有不同的做法，这次不是这样做。
Can we move forward one slide? He intervenes in a different way this time. To move the gospel forward, God intervenes in and through the church.
这次神呢，就用不同的方式就是介入，就是要为了要使福音传开，神呢就是介入我们的，就是我们教会，也经过我们教会出去。
You know, sometimes when I do a Bible study with the youth group.
我有时候跟这个青少年团契呢去做研读圣经的时候。
We do something called it's called an inductive Bible study.
我们做了这简介式的研读。
And as part of that, what I'll do is I'll have the youth, I'll like, okay, just, I want you to circle all the words that you see repeated in a given passage, just so you can kind of, a lot of times a word that's repeated helps give us like a clue of what might be happening, what's important in the passage.
在查经里面我会要求这个青少年说，你把这个这段经节里面重复的字把它圈选出来，我们会看出来说这个神是要重点要告诉我们什么。
And I noticed that in this passage that we just read,that the word, there's one word that's repeated often.
我观察到这里面有一个字呢，我们刚才读的有一个字呢，一个词常常出现。
It's the word but, but.
这个字呢，在中文倒是没有翻译很多次，就是但是，英文的 but, 它中文里面比较少。
You see something happening and it's like but, something happening and then but. In the new in the Greek language, it's the word day.
这个希腊文是 day, 但是在英文里面是 but.但我们在中文翻译里面有些但是或者不过在这里面。
And every time that you see this word in this particular passage, you see God's hand like going, "Nope, I don't think so. I'm going to intervene."
这里面出现字的时候，出现这个字的时候呢，就是神说我要干涉，但是呢，不是用你的方式，是用不同方式。
I'm going to intervene in the lives of the church on behalf of the church so that the gospel will move forward.
我会在我的介入呢会在这教会里面，也经过这教会，所以这个福音可以传开来。
Verse 18 says they arrested the apostles and put them in jail, but right but here's where God's hand intervened. An angel of the Lord came at night and opened the gates of the jail.
这第十八节里面讲到使徒被抓到监牢里面去。这个第十九章英文就讲到但是。神把他们救出来了。
He said, "But I'm opening the gates of the jail so that he's like, go when I open up the jail gates, I want you to go to the temple, share the gospel just as you were doing."
所以十九章讲，但是神把他们从把那个监狱门打开，他告诉他们说，你们去到圣殿去传讲耶稣。
A little bit further in the passage, they sent for the apostles to be brought from the jail for trial.But when the temple guards went to the jail, the men were gone.
这个二十一节里面讲说，他们去把兵丁送去，要把那个使徒里面提出来审问。但是二十二节说，但是
God's hand had already intervened. Now the leaders, the temple guards, are just discovering, whoop, God's hand was just here.
这个神呢的手就刚进来介入了干涉，这个使徒就不在了，这个神就让他们看到这个事情发生了。
One time later in the story, they're like, you know what? We are so angry at the message that they are telling. We keep telling them to stop talking about Jesus. They do so. Let's kill them. Let's go ahead and just stone them.
在后面的就是往后看的时候，他们看到这个他们的神的大能这么强大，这些宗教领袖就觉得非常生气。他说想说让我们把他们杀了吧。
Verse 33, when they heard this, the high council was furious and they decided to kill them. But then God's hand, but one member, God said, you know what? I'm going to put someone in the mix. My hand is going to intervene in this conversation. There'll be one person in the mix that's going to change everything around.
这个三节里面讲到说那个宗教领袖非常生气，想要把这使徒杀了。但是呢，三十四节里面就但是神的手进来了，他经过另一个人让这个事情呢转了。
Gamaliel stood up and he convinced them. God used the person of Gamaliel to go, nope, you're not going to kill them. Why? Because there's purpose that they have to accomplish, and I'm going to make sure that purpose is carried out.
这个神的经过一个人叫做加马列，加马列站起来说，不能杀他们。为什么？因为神有更重要的事情，有他的旨意要成就。
And he goes on to tell them, look, if this message is not from God, it'll end.But if this message is from God, you will not be able to stop them.
加马列说，如果他们的信息是从神来的，若不是从神来的，他们会这个事情会就是风吹草散一样。如果是他们信息从神来的，那你杀不了他们。
You see, church, God loves to intervene. He loves to intervene in the lives of you of the church.
你要知道，神呢很喜欢介入我们。他会介入我们，你的生活会介入这教会的生活。
The apostles' lives were in danger, but God's moved and placed His hand in the time and the place in history and intervened.
这个那个使徒的生命呢，就是千钧一发的时候，这个神呢，刚介入了，让他们得到解救。
Some of you right now, church, some of you are in need of God's hand to intervene in your lives.
今天呢，在座的有些人呢，你们呢是需要神来介入你们的生活。
I hope that your family is doing well. I hope that our church family is like, oh, we're in a good place.
我希望你的家庭，还有这教会家庭呢，都是很好的状况。
But I know with the church, with people, at any given time in your life, there could be something that is like you are praying.You are praying right now. You prayed before you came in this morning. You prayed last night. The prayer is continually on your heart. And your prayer is, God, I need to see you at work. I need some help.
所以你或者是你个人，可能你来的，你有时需要，你来的时候可能就在祷告。你可能昨天晚上就在祷告，祷告说，神啊，我需要你，我在工作上面或在其他地方需要你。
There is something in your family. There is something in your marriage. There is something at your work. There is something at school where you were like, I need to see God at work.
有些事情在你的家庭，有些事情在你的婚姻上面，有些事情在你的工作场所，有些事情在学校里面，你都有些事情说，神，我需要你的介入。
And what you are praying for is you are praying for an intervention.
你祈求神的介入。
So the question is,We see God's hand at work certainly in the book of Acts. We see His work in the scriptures. We're like, hey, I see God's hand doing supernatural things. The question is, how? How do we position ourselves as a family, as a church, so that God would likely come in and intervene?
你看到我们就读这个圣经使徒行传，看到这个神呢就是介入了，然后我看到那我们问的是，今天你这个你的家庭还有这教会，你要怎么样子神才能够介入你们的生活？
How do we position ourselves in a way that God would intervene in the same way that we read about, like here in Acts, the Church of Jerusalem?
所以我们要怎么样子自处，怎么样让神 能够到你的生活里面，像神到这个初期教会的里面去一样。
I notice when I look through the first four chapters of the book of Acts, and I go, hey, what is it about the church in Jerusalem at this point in time? How are they marked?
我看到这个读这个使徒行传前面四章的时候，我看到这个教会那个时候是什么样的状况。
And I noticed that there is a few ways of being that the Church of Jerusalem is.
这个我观察到这个耶路撒冷这个教会呢有几个特点。
They were a church that worshipped.
他们是一个崇拜的教会。
They were worshippers, is what they were.
他们的信徒是崇拜的信徒。
Earlier in Acts, I think Acts 2, it says that they met daily. They went daily to the temple to worship. They just were a church that continually, it was like not just Sundays, it was not just Saturdays, which would be the Sabbath back then, but it was just a church that was like daily. In your lives, it was like, we just worship all the time. We're just worshiping.
在使徒行传第二章里面讲到，那个时候他们的聚会，天天聚会，不是只有礼拜六或礼拜天才来聚会，他们是天天的就在这里圣殿聚会。
They were also a church of prayer.
他们也是一个祷告的教会。
We saw in chapter 4 how they prayed in accord. Remember, like all in one voice, they prayed together in one accord.
我们看到在第四章里面讲到说，他们聚在一起，同心祷告。
They were a people of prayer.
他们是会要祷告的信徒。
And I also noticed that they are obeying God.
他们也是顺服的信徒。
You could say that they're obeyers. They just are continually like they hear something, they know what they're supposed to be doing, what God told them to do, and they go and do it.
他们服从神的神，他们就是他们做神要他们做的事情。
And so you might be thinking, Brady. So what you're saying is that if I worship and if I pray, then the Lord will answer. The Lord will answer my prayers.
那你就问我说，我如果是也敬拜神，我天天祷告，那神会就这样应允我的祷告吗
？And so what I want to do is I want to clarify you what I'm saying, what I see in the church.
那我要澄清一点，说我这是我看到的。
What I noticed about the church in Jerusalem is that they were just so full of the Spirit. They were so connected with the Lord.
我观察到耶路撒冷的教会呢，他们这些信徒呢。是他们是充满了圣灵，他们也非常的跟神非常的接近。
The church was so connected that their desires and God's desires became kind of one. They're like, we see what you see, we want what you want, we love what you want. They were so close. It's like we just want your glory to be above anything that we desire.
这个信徒和教会呢，跟这个神呢连接着这么紧密，所以他们看到的就是神看到的，他们想要的就是神想要的，他们爱的就是神爱的，所以他们就是一致的。
For those of you who've ever studied physics, most of you have. I remember doing one experiment in high school.
你们学物理学的时候，我记得我有学物理的时候在高中的时候学物理。
I remember once in my high school, I went out into the hallway.And there was two people, and we took two tuning forks. Have you guys ever done this experiment?
我在记得我在高中的时候，我们到那个教高中教室走廊上面有两个人拿着两个音叉，你们做过实验。
And there was one tuning fork, and someone struck the tuning fork, and I stood with my tuning fork about 30 feet away.
这个有一个人拿这个音叉在这边敲了这个音叉，另外一个人我就站在另外一边差不多10公尺以外。
And the tuning forks were so in tune with the frequency, the specific frequencies, that one person, they struck this tuning fork, and I would stand there still, and I could feel the tuning fork vibrating in my hand.
这两只音叉是同频率的，这是同频率，所以一个人在那边打了音叉的时候，击打的时候，我拿着这个音叉在这边的时候，就感觉到这个音叉就开始震动。
And that's how it was with the church. They were so like in tune with the Lord, so full of the Spirit that it's like,Whatever we want is what God wants, and what God wants is what we want.
这个教会呢，跟神呢，就像这两只音叉一样，他们是同频率的。所以呢，我们要的就是神要的，神要的就是我们要的。
And so God loves to intervene when the church becomes about His business and about His and so full of Him. The church is like, yeah, you want to bring glory to me. Of course, I want you to bring glory to me. I will move mountains for you. I will move things out of the way for you.
所以呢，这个教会呢，如果是跟神是同频率的，他这个他们他想要的是神想要的，这个是，所以神就想说，哦，是你们想要的，就是我想要的，那我要把山都挪开，把所有的阻碍都挪开。
You want to preach the gospel and give me glory? You're in jail, no problem. You're out of jail.
你要宣讲福音，传扬福音，你现在在监狱里面没问题，我把你们拿出去。
Right, so we know that of course, everyone who is placed in jail for the glory of the Lord is not like just released supernaturally. But God is at work, and people are connected with the Lord, and God has His purposes. And we as a church, we just want to be like, we are so connected to you. We are so full of the Spirit that we just are on the same page as you. That like, whatever happens, we just want what you want for us.
所以这神呢，在这个教会里面有超寻常，就是超乎自然的一个能力展现出来。今天我们这个教会，我们也希望是我们跟神是同频率，如此接近的。所以我们说神想要的，就是我们会帮他做的。
Make His desires your desires and see how God will work.
把神的想要的当做你想要的，看看神在你身上有多大的能力。
To move the gospel forward, God intervenes in the church and through the church.
要把福音展开，为了要把福音展开，神介入教会，也经由教会介入世界。
But He invites us to be a part of it. So let's go to this last portion of scripture, okay?
神呢也邀请我们参与这个事工。
So the apostles left the high council, rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace in the name of Jesus.And every day in the temple, from house to house, they continued to teach and preach His message. And this was the message, Jesus is the Messiah. Okay? So again, the apostles had the desire of the Lord. And God's like, I will move mountains for you. Because I know that your desires are my desires. And He invites us. He's like, I want you to be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it.
所以这个使徒呢继续传讲这个耶稣传讲耶稣。那神呢，他因为他们做神要他们神要的工作，神就说是你们要做我要的，所以呢我就帮你们把所有的阻拦都拿开。
If you go one more slide, yeah. So church, we are part. We are invited to participate. It's not like we don't want it to be like the Super Bowl where the backups who were just like on the sideline. We want it to be on that day. We're like, yeah, we can be a part of what God's doing. You can be a part of what God's doing.
神邀请我们参与，成为这里面的一份子。我们就不要想着变成一个候补的球员。那时候在场上观战。后来只是看到说我没有打这个球，所以我们要参与，神邀请我们参与。
Church, if you could stand with me, I will respond with one. No, we're not responding with one. Oh, let me close in prayer. Okay. Sorry. Father God, we stand before you and we tell you that we want to be a part of your grand scheme. We want to be used by you.Lord, we pray that you fill us with yourself. May we draw closer to you. May we seek your kingdom first, and everything else will be added unto us. We stand before you as presenting ourselves to you as living sacrifices. We desire to be used by you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can be seated.